Miss Carlin's weep, Miss Carlin's moan, to see
Bijou Theater, Nashville Municipal Auditorium. Built in 1903, Nashville's Bijou Theater quickly emerged as one of the South's leading African-American theaters. The theater offered performances sponsored by its namesake, Bijou Amusement Company. The theater originally operated under the direction of Milton Starr, a white man and president of the Theater Owners Booking Association. The Theater Owners Booking Association covered most of the cities in the South, representing acts throughout the 1920s and 1930s, including Eddie Lemon's Dashing Dinah Show, featuring performers Homer Hubbard, Rogers and Rogers, Leroy Phillips, Charles Barry, Isidore Price, Willie Taylor, Jack Ginger Wiggins, Christina Gray, and String Beans Price. In 1918, African Americans celebrated the end of World War I at the Bijou Theater in Nashville. After hearing of the armistice, the Bijou Theater welcomed several choir and band performances, as well as a speech by Preston Taylor, previously a pastor of the Gay Street Colored Christian Church. In 1957, the city of Nashville demolished the Bijou Theater to construct the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. The Nashville Municipal Auditorium opened in 1962 to fulfill the city's growing need for a multi-purpose facility to host diverse events. For over 50 years, the Nashville Municipal Auditorium has hosted concerts, circuses, sporting events, and auto shows. The Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Fleetwood Mac, The Grateful Dead, and Kiss have all played at the auditorium. The Nashville Municipal Auditorium still facilitates some of the larger entertainment events held in the city, opening its doors to visitors and locals alike.
When they heard that Lewis was dead, all the people they dressed in red. Angel laid him away. Angel laid him away. They lay him 6 feet under.